Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good buddy Jack Oldrick being back on the show. Jack is a futurist extraordinaire. He's an author extraordinaire, too. I'm so jealous of the books, all the different books he's been able to crank out. He's a historian. He wrote a wonderful book on Lewis and Clark, Into the Unknown. You gotta get that book. And then, of course, Jump the Curve is another one. They're all about technology. And then your nano book, Jack. Remind me the title of your nanotech book.
The Next Big Thing is Really Small.
That's it. I love that title. And it's all about nanotechnology. Jack, welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Jack, I know that as a futurist, you're a real futurist. I'm just a pretend futurist, but because I do like to make predictions. And as you know, I make them every year and have been for about 12 years. Well, I want to talk about your 2012 predictions and some of the things that you've got on your mind. Talk to us about them.
Yeah, well, every year I put together a list, and the top of my list this year is looking at the retail industry. One of the trends that I think is coming is facial recognition technology, the ability for cameras and sensors in stores and other retail outlets to detect who you are, figure out you're a male, what age you are, and then begin displaying ads targeted specifically.
You're talking about profiling.
I am, and I think that
because the technology is already here. We've had the technology for a long time, and
right.
and it hasn't. It may be only just now is getting to the point where it's at a price where businesses can use it and absorb the cost and the return of the benefits of the technology is justifies the cost. But you're talking about profiling. I walk in, I got overalls on, I'm a little dirty, I've got my, one day, the next day I walk in, I got a suit on, maybe they'd profile me differently. What do you think?
Well, that's right. And I think that society's going to break into two different camps on this. One side is going to be creeped out by it and is going to argue that it is an invasion of their privacy,
yeah.
And they have a legitimate point. But I think another camp is going to say, if an ad can be targeted to me and then it can deliver a coupon for that particular product, which I want,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. And I think that retailers are going to have to walk this very sensitive line, but they are going to have to expect some backlash from privacy advocates.
Well, 10 years ago or more on this show with my good friend Jonathan Zook, we talked about the benefits and the cost of this technology. And that on the one hand, you're going to be, as you say, creeped out, or as one of my grandsons says, creeps me out. He's going to be creeped out, but on the one hand. But on the other hand, as you say, you might get some benefit. And what I'm worried about, Jack, is that we've got young kids coming along who've never had anything else, and we start getting sort of inured to this idea of always being watched, always being tracked, always being monitored, and that does creep me out, Jack.
That's right, and I think that one of the things that you're going to see is sort of a technological solution to that to essentially know your smartphone or other device will be able to detect when you're being watched and will be able to alert you to it. So it's not going to be able to prevent it, but
mm-hmm.
it's going to provide you the information to know that you are currently being monitored,
mm-hmm.
and then you can take steps to avoid it. But
well, I get notices on my smartphone whenever I look for. I mean, there are two or three different examples of where my smartphone asked me, or the technology, or Google, or whatever asked me, is it okay if we know where you are?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can say yes or no. So are you saying that maybe in the stores we walk in and there at the store in the front of the store it says, "Would you like for us to help you make your purchases? If you do, push here, and we'll profile you." Basically, is what in short language. Is that what you're talking about? Or no? You can say yes or no.
That is what I'm talking about, and I also think that if you see that Siri, the computer on the new Apple iPhone that can answer questions and other things it's essentially going to become even smarter in the future, and she's going to become your personal assistant, and she will know. She'll did you know that ad was just targeted to you?
Right. What I'm worried about, though, is when I say no and she says, "Oh yes, you have to have this. This is your mother called and said you have to have this." Hey, Jack, hold on to that thought. Give us your website quickly, please, Jack.
It is www.jumpthecurve.net.
Check it out, jumpthecurve.net. Quick break. Right back with Jack Oldrich. I'm Jim Blasingame. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.